Somebody say glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, although you're a little bit bigger than an infant. Wasn't that awesome? Everybody. Happy 2019. It's right around the corner. Hallelujah. I am not going to be very long, because if I do, we'll be here till 2 o'clock. I do want to, a prayer request was submitted, and if you request, particularly of a particular urgency, we definitely want to lift it up before the Father while we're still here. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Aquino. I don't think I'm going to get to that, but we'll have it up here anyways. Praise God. So glad that Pastor Posada got the breakthrough. Hallelujah, because she looked pretty whooped. I was sitting over there in that chair. It's like, but so many go through that. We might laugh, and I'm guilty of it too, in that sense of laughing. It can be a very serious matter, because ministers called of the Lord, they go through things as well. But there's a greater grace that's given unto all of us to see us through, to overcome. Hallelujah. God's not raising up defeated people. He's raising up victorious. We were defeated before we came to him. But when we got on his side, we got on the victor's side. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You got to learn how to separate yourself from misery and depression and discouragement and all, because it will surely try and come on you. And it's no respect of persons, especially if it's like a magnet. Stuff just wants to cling to you. And you might wonder, well, why does God allow these things to happen? Or, God, when are you going to come through and all? And it's like, he's already come through. Hallelujah. He has. He came through. When you got Jesus, you got the one that God created the heavens and the earth through. The one that sustains and holds all things together. According to what Paul told the church of Colossae, it says along these lines, of him, to him, and through him are all things. He has been in him, all things consist or are held together, if you will. That's how awesome Jesus is. And so with that being said, if he can do that with the entire universe, and I like that definition that the universe, it comprises everything. It includes space and time and everything. That's the universe. Jesus is king of all the universe of God. Hallelujah. And so if he can hold all of these things that we can see with the naked eye, and even what scientists tell us that are beyond that, as I was sharing with you last week, it was not like I'm out there in la-la land, but, and it's not that all their science, because I shared in the post last week, a gentleman, a brother in the Lord from Nigeria. We were at QLM one Monday night, and he just, as he was sharing, he says, any science that does not is junk science. You know, and when he said it, he said it with authority. He said it, you know, with affirmation. I mean, he meant it. And so that never left me. And so, you know, when science doesn't agree with God's word, it's junk science. But what they do reveal and tell us as far as what they know, and this is only what they know. They don't know everything that there is to the universe, just only what they've discovered. But in all of their discoveries, anything that disagrees with God's word is junk science. You know what you do with junk? Toss it out. Yeah. Eat the meat, spit out the bones, as one preacher said. Bless God. You know, you take the good and discard the bad. And so for them to tell us that, you know, there's like over 100 trillion stars out there, you know, just throughout the galaxies and all. And it's like God told, he said, look at the sand. If you could count the sand, so shall your seed be. And if that wasn't enough, look up at the stars. If you could count them, so shall your seed be. And we're more than just a natural seed. because he only had one son that got recognized. Ishmael, yeah, he tolerated that, but that was a work of the flesh. But Isaac was the promise. And it was through Isaac that he promised that all the generations of the earth would be. And if we are Christ and belong to Jesus, then are we Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promises of God. So what God promised to Abraham, we are now entitled to, have a right to, can claim ownership of the precious promises of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. He's a blessed man. Increased in all that he had, all of his possessions that he had. It just increased more and more. That blessing passed off to Isaac. Isaac, the scripture says, he sold in a year of famine. And in that same year, he reaped 100-fold and passed it on down to Jacob, the planter. This just sows souls. It does so. But it shows the grace of God and the mercy of God. Jacob had two sons. One's name was Esau. The other's name was Jacob. Twins. They warred in their mother's womb. She didn't understand fully what was going on. But nevertheless, you had Esau and you had Jacob. Esau hated his birthright. I'm not making that up. God's word says it. He despised his birthright of being the firstborn. Even though they were twins, he came out of the womb first. So he was born and were entitled to the firstborn's privileges. He would receive a double portion. He would receive the honor of the father's name. He would be head of the family when the father dies. And he thought little of that. So little that he sold it to his brother Jacob for a bowl of soup. And God said this about Esau. Esau I have hated, but Jacob I have loved. Why? Because Jacob knew the importance of being that firstborn. He wanted the righteous of being that firstborn. And so when it came down to it, Esau wanted some soup, and Jacob wanted the firstborn privileges. Sell me your birthright. You sell me your birthright, I'll give you some soup. What good does that do? His response. And so he sold his birthright. Later on, he wanted to try and get it back, but it was too late. It was too late, and God saw the whole thing. But Jacob, having got in there through trickery, nevertheless, received the blessing. Do corrupt things, but we came out of corruption into an inheritance, into a blessing, into favor. We came out of darkness into God's marvelous, excellent light. We came from under the power of Satan, the power of sin, the power in the world, into God Almighty. We came from unholiness to holiness. And we ought to richly enjoy it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so again, I'm not, but I have a Hatha. As a matter of fact, I have two Hathas. And I had some plans, but those plans have been a little bit altered, if you will. One of them is, as I said, we were going to pray. I have here a prayer request. Younger ones asked for prayer for his brother because his brother is having a mental breakdown. I don't know if you've ever experienced a mental breakdown before. I never have, but I don't put down people who have. It's a very serious issue when you have a mental, emotional breakdown. I've had relatives, had a sister who had that and had the battle with paranoid schizophrenia. And that is not a good place to be in, especially when you're hearing all of these voices, and the voices that you're hearing as loud and just as real as my voice that you're hearing now. And those voices telling you to do this and to do that. And we have a great, how do I say it, Lord? We have multitudes, if you will, that are battling those kinds of things. men go off and do crazy things. And one of the first things they say is it a mental health issue with them? With some it is, and with some it's just, you know, demonic activity working. And they end up doing some devilish things, if you will. But God is in control. So stand to your feet. We're going to stand in agreement with this individual here and cover this in the blood, that God will move mightily. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. You're the God of grace, the God of comfort. Nothing is impossible with you. We stand here as the sons and daughters of the Most High God, thanking you for what you did earlier in our midst, thanking you for touching the lives that you touched, thanking you for healing the people that you healed. We have a prayer request here concerning one of our brothers, concerning their family member who's battling a mental breakdown. In the name of Jesus, we pray for peace to his mind and to his soul. We pray for deliverance, Lord, from the strongholds. We pray for deliverance from destructive pattern of thinking. We pray against all work of the devil concerning this individual's life, that he be loosed and set free by your mighty power and your outstretched arm. Satan, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rebuke you. And we command loose this loved one in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Father, we cover this person in the blood. We pray for the salvation of his soul, that he would have a walk worthy of you, fully pleasing unto you, and that he will not give over to the flesh. He will not give over to the demonic influences. He will not give over to voice that has caused this mental breakdown, whatever has caused this instability. We pray for a sudden turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that the power of God will come over this individual, that his life will be changed forever, that his mind be renewed according to your word, brought back to a stable mind. Jesus, as you delivered the demoniac from the many devils that were within him and cast them into the swine as they begged you, Lord Jesus, we pray right now that what's in his mind, what's in his heart, what's in his body, that it will loose him and go into outer darkness. Go back to its source. We come against that. We come against mental disorder. We come against the breakdown of the mind, the meltdown of the mind, in the name of Jesus. For all of the loved ones who are here, their family members that are battling and deal with nature of this sort, Lord, let us see your power and see your glory in bringing about a great deliverance. Stretch out your hand, Almighty God. Command, Almighty God, the devils to leave, even as we command them to leave, to go, return, and that these people, these family members, these individuals will not be left clean, swept, but empty, but that they receive the fullness of salvation and be filled with your spirit and embrace, dig into your word, and your word dig into them, and that their minds are renewed and transformed, Lord God, that they are changed by your presence, by your power, by your spirit. We thank you for this individual. Shall be set free, even from this day upward, in your mighty and precious name. In Jesus' name, everybody who agrees, said amen. Amen. And amen. All right. Well, my Hatha, how about we read and then I'll let you go. Amen. If you have a Bible with you, turn it to Psalm. We'll take the shorter one. I have two. I have Psalms 118 and then I also have Psalms, I believe it's Psalm 66. But we'll go to Psalm 66. And when you get there, say amen. And for those of you who don't have a Bible, we'll probably have it on the screen. Hallelujah. Are you there? You want to stand to your feet for the reading of the word? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to try and go through this without stopping. Title of the psalm. Some believe it was written by David, and some believe it was written by others. We just thank God that it's in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. How awesome are your deeds. We serve an awesome, awesome God. To the chief musician, a song or psalm. Now, on the count of three, we're all going to read this together. Amen? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Stop. Sorry. Let's read verse two again. One, two, three. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. One more time. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. I think we did that today. Praise God. I think we praised him from our hearts. I noticed at the beginning of praise, there were some of you who were still like in your seats and place like that. And that's fine. No condemnation in that. But just kind of still like it's cold. But then all of a sudden it got loose in here and people were coming up to the altar praising God and people were moving around in their seats and, you know, and that's how it ought to be. Not that we get out of order and all, but just we become free in worshiping and praising our God. Hallelujah. It felt good. Yeah, praise is comely. It's wonderful. And so the scripture says, make his praise glorious. Hallelujah. Bring out the splendor. Bring out the honor. Bring out the magnificence. Bring out the majesty. It's praise glorious. Okay, let's go. Verse 3, 1, 2, 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thy works. Thou in thy works, sorry. Through the greatness of thy power, shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. Stop. Sorry. This is what we ought to anticipate and expect whenever we come together. I think it means now. Let's say, come and see. When Jesus met the woman at the well, and they had that discussion, and the discussion so revolutionized her life as he read her mail, not in condemnation, but to bring her to him. Because he's like, woman, if you knew who it was talking to you, you would ask him living water that you will thirst no more. She's like, tell me about this water. Bless God. And so as he finished in their conversation, she took off and went back to her hometown. And, you know, having been through five men and the sixth one is not her husband, she had a reputation. But Jesus said something to her that made her forget about her reputation and go and tell all these people, come see a man. Told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? And she convinced them with those simple few words. All of them came back with her to where Jesus was. And after they heard Jesus, they made the statement, now we believe, not because of what you said, but we have seen it for ourselves. Bless God. Come and see. That ought to be a theme. That ought to be the word. That ought to be something that's in the bleeding mind and mouth. Come and see. Where you go to church, come and see. Don't give them the dialogue. Why I go to Thirsty Flow Tabernacle, just say, come and see. What do you mean? What you talking about, Willis? Come and see. Hallelujah. You want to know why I go to church? I go to church is because of what you've heard me speak. Or you see the way I live my life. So if you're that inquisitive, come and see where I go. So that what's on me can get on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, now let's go back. Bear with me. One, two, three, let's go. Come see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. That word terrible means like awesome. Hallelujah. Let's go. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth o'er forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Think about that. So when those rebellious people start acting even more rebellious and talking about, you know, where's your God? And, you know, if your God was God, why is all of this stuff happening to you and stuff like that? And they're living a rebellious life. Check yourself. But check yourself before God checks you. Verse 8, 1, 2, 3. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Can we practice that just for 1 minute? We'll finish the rest of it on the count of three. One, two, three. What are we going to do? We're going to practice the voice of his praise to be heard. We're going to make his praise be heard. Amen. One, two, three. Hallelujah! Glory to God! We praise you. We bless and magnify your name, oh God. Yeah. Yeah. That's making his praise be heard. Okay, verse 9. Which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried as silver is tried. Now, in God's proving and God's trying, it is not to cripple us or to destroy us. It is to perfect us. Hallelujah. Because Dad wants us to grow and mature in the faith and be strong in him. And so he will allow things to come our way stronger and better at who we are as his sons and daughters, that we may reflect his glory here in the earth. Amen. Praise be unto God. Verse 11. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Verse 12. Thou hast caused men to rise our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. That's how God will do it. He'll bring us out into a wealthy place. It's a broad and wide place of abundance. Hallelujah. Our Dad has no problem with blessing us. He just doesn't want us to be carried away with the blessing and favor that he puts on us, so that we're more into the blessing than we are into him. You remember who you were when you first came to him and for where he's brought you to. You will never be the same when you come to him and surrender to his lordship in your life. Your life should always get better. I mean, there's just improvement after improvement after improvement after improvement after improvement. There's no room for failure. I hope you know what I mean. No, we just should get better and better and better for the glory of God. Okay, I'm trying to get through this. So he brings us out into a what kind of place? Wealthy place, large place of abundance. Verse 13, I will go house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. You know how it is. Lord, if you just get me out of this one, I promise I'll serve you. I promise I'll do this. I promise I'll do that. It's like, yeah, okay, here's the opportunity. I'm going to pay my vows. Verse 15, let's go. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God. I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cry, stop. I'll try to get through this really. Let's look at what cried means. Cried, it comes from the Hebrew word kara. Meaning, this is the root, this is the origin, you know, of all words that come from this. This is where they're derived from, with this type of meaning. A primitive root, rather identical with, through the idea of accosting a person that is met. You know what it is to accost somebody? you know, it's like you come to them boldly, making your statement. It's almost in the sense of like harassing them, but you're not. But you address them with confidence, and you address them in such a way that you get their attention. On their part, they might think that you're harassing them, because you just come up to them. But this is how it is when we just come up to Dad. Not out of disrespect, but out of talk for him and who he is and the promises concerning his word. Because the psalmist was saying, I cried. Well, he didn't cry to the furniture. He didn't cry to, you know, the people in his house. He cried unto the Lord. And so it's like the approach to God. People of God, oof. We can't afford to be in the miry clay. We can't afford to be down and out. We have to be bold. Remember what Paul said to the church at Ephesus. We have boldness with access, confidence. Yeah. This is how we approach Dad. Not out of ignorance, but out of the revelation of who he is and the promises that he has made to us in that. Yeah. So it says, through the idea of accosting a person, it means to call out. That is properly addressed by name, but used in a variety of applications. Listen to this. This is how it's used in other parts of Scripture. That are bidden, call for, call forth. To call like self, or call upon, to cry unto, to be famous as a guest, invite, to mention, to give name, preach, make, proclaim, publish, or read. And so he says, I cried unto him with my mouth, and I extolled him with my tongue. Now that word extolled means I praised him. I blessed him. I came up him. I came to him. I made my declaration. I made my request known. I placed a demand upon what the promises of God are concerning him and me. The promises that he makes to me. I bring that before him. He doesn't get upset with that, because we're coming according to his word. That heater down. Or maybe I need to sit down. I'll choose the former. Verse 18. If I regard, y'all with me? Okay, 1, 2, 3. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Think about that. That's a Selah moment, even though we don't see the Selah word. Because he's like, I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. So anytime we're praying unto, if we don't have iniquity or wickedness in our hearts and we're praying, he's listening. We can have confidence in that. So if we know that we're not in sin or living a life of sin and we're praying unto God, we never have to question whether God is hearing us. Anyway, John says, this is the confidence. Somebody knows their Bible. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask, which means to ask, to strictly to demand of him, if we ask of him anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So we know the answer is yes. There's no reason to question whether God has heard your prayer or not. Iniquity in the heart. And if there's iniquity in the heart, what do? We repent. Cleanse me, purge me, purify me, wash me. Wash my mind. Wash me thoroughly, purely, completely. Hallelujah. Because I want an open access to you. I want your ear. I want your attention. I want you to hum. And when I call, when I cry, cry is not just boo-hooing. Cry is approaching him and communicating with him on the level he's called us to communicate with him with. Okay, verse 19. 1, 2, 3, go. But verily God hath heard, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Get a Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his holy name. Come on, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Glory. That's my halfa for the day. You know what 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says. How is it when you come together then, brethren? One hath a psalm, one hath of this, one hath of that. I just gave you one of my halfas. I got another one, but I won't do that one because we'll be here till 2 o'clock. Stretch forth your hands in faith. If you really appreciate what the Lord has done, tell him. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, we don't even know half the things that God, by what took place in this congregation today. But we do know that there were some great things that were done, and there are some great things that are yet to come to pass as a result of what took place today, because we gave God what he rightfully deserves, our highest praise. And so, Father, we thank you for each and every one that is here. We thank you for those watching by Facebook Live and those that are watching live stream. We thank you for that congregation that is out there. And we pray just as surely as you have moved here, that you're moving there on their behalf. As we close out this year, team, and prepare ourselves to embrace and step into 2019. Lord God, we do it on a bang. We do it with the highest praise. We close out and we open up with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you for every person that is here. We thank you for their family. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for the souls that have been saved this year, leading into the souls that shall be saved next year. We thank you for the healings, miracles, signs, and wonders that took place this year. Looking forward to healings, miracles, signs, and wonders that will take place in 2019. We thank you, Father, for the jobs, the raise, the benefits, the increase, the bonuses. We thank you for the unclaimed revenue. We thank you for the unexpected income. We thank you for everything that you did in 2018 financially. We thank you for what you did, and we look forward to what you're going to do in 2019, because we expect even more. The homes that were purchased, Lord God, for the families that you bless with homes, Lord God, and we look forward to the families that you're going to bless with homes in the new year 2019. We thank you, Father, for the promotions that are coming. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done, everything you're doing, you're about to do. We give you praise. And so, Father, as we have in this year 2018, and we'll continue to do it in 2019, and that is speak that Aaronic blessing over this congregation, over this assembly, and those who are watching on Facebook, and those who are watching live stream. We speak favor of God over each and every one of you, that you taste and see that the Lord is good, and that your walk with him gets better and better every day, that you draw nigh to him and he draws nigh to you, and that everything that has worked against you, God will turn it around to make it work for the word of God, that all things work together for your good. So may you see a reversal of the tragedy in the name of Jesus, and an increase of the things that bring God praise and glory and honor. That you lack nothing but God abundant everything. That your health gets better and better and better. We pray that above all else you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that sickness and disease will not visit your home, but the blood of Jesus Christ will rebuke the very sicknesses and diseases upon each. The plagues may come upon the world, but that none of those plagues come upon you and your household, because the Lord your God is Jehovah Rapha. He's the God that healeth thee, and he's the God who gives us divine health. So the Lord our God
bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you unto you and lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. His name be over you and your household, that he may truly bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, that the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but gates of hell, because you're the church of the living God and the pillar and ground of truth. The Lord be with you everywhere that you go. Bless the works of your hands. Order your steps. Direct your path. Guide you with this eye. And may you give him all the honor, glory, and praise that he rightfully deserves. In Jesus' name. And everybody who agreed said amen. All right. Thank you for fellowshipping with us. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. We will not be coming together tonight for prayer, but we will be together tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. from 10 until the new year comes in. We may have some refreshments, but we may not. We may just go home afterwards. But anyways, with that being said, be blessed, enjoy, enjoy, and happy new year. Happy 2019, because it's coming, and it's coming quickly. Amen. No QLM and no LTJ tomorrow night as well. Amen.